Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 10th, 2023. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we are going to welcome in our friends from the wildlife, Sandhill Wildlife Area. We'll get an update from Megan Wynitz. We're going to be joined by her, from thanks to our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have actors from the Nakusa High School presentation of The Little Mermaid. This is coming up on Friday, March 17th, and Saturday, March 18th. We'll tell you how to get tickets. We're going to tell you about the show. We're even going to have some scenes for you, everybody. First, I want to introduce my talent that I have in front of me. Go ahead and go. We're just going to go down the line here, let you guys introduce yourself and your character. And yeah, you get the opening gig, bud.
Hi, my name's Simon, and for the musical, I'll be playing King Triton.
Right on. Very cool. Thank you for being here, Simon.
My name is Ashton Wilcox, and I will be playing Sebastian the Crab.
And thank you for being here, Ashton. That's awesome.
My name is Michelle Shannon, and I will be playing Ursula for The Little Mermaid.
Excellent. Thank you for being here, Michelle.
My name is Emma Anderson, and I play Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
And Emma, thank you very much for being here. Okay. I have some different... there we go. All right. So we've got the actors. We've got the cast. I think most people out there are pretty familiar with The Little Mermaid and the plot of The Little Mermaid. Do you guys want to go over that real quick? Does anybody want to kind of lead that, or want me to go ahead and just take that? So a little mermaid, little girl, a mermaid, she wants to become human, and... like that kind of the plot, right? He wants to become human. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to spend too much time on that. I wanted you guys to be able to do your scenes, and I don't want to give away too much either. But that is kind of the plot of it and everything. It's a fun play. It's also a really like one of those plays with a lot of roles, a lot of characters. So I imagine that you guys got a big cast that you're working with. How have you been enjoying the process? Like the art of rehearsal, getting your character, I should say auditioning, getting your character, and then the rehearsal process. And we'll go down the line here how you've been enjoying it. Now, I'll start with you, Simon.
It's been very fun just learning to get into character and like interacting with all the other cast members and figuring out how your role fits in with everybody else's. Mm. And the songs are just a great experience to kind of learn how everything works and how all the music and scenes flow together.
Yeah, yeah.
I really, really enjoy being in the musical. This is my second year, and I really like being able to kind of bring these characters to life that a lot of people know so well as very popular Disney. And I guess it's so much fun being able to work with like people that I know really well, and even like new people like that have never done musical before, and being able to kind of mentor them and in the ways of musical theater and just kind of make new friends and meet new people.
Right on.
So I know me and Emma and Ashlyn and Simon probably too. I know that we were all really excited to get our parts. Like literally we were in the hallway and screaming. It was really enjoyable to get those parts, and it's just really cool to see how a musical just comes to life and the process of it. It's just really cool to see.
So. Yeah. Right on.
So this is my second year doing the musical, and last year and this year, it's a lot different, I think, because this year we have a lot more people, and this musical is a lot more well-known, so it's definitely more intimidating, I would say, just because people have an expectation, and coming into it, they already have an idea of what they're going to be seeing.
So. Yeah. So two quick notes. Longtime listeners have heard me talk about acting ad nauseum, so you guys just go ahead and put up with this for a moment. But I've been in acting since I was 7. I've been a Screen Actors Guild member since I was 2008. And I will tell you, as you're looking ahead, whether you're going to continue to act or not, you have all already gotten some of the major things that you can get from this sport, from this craft, from this field. Acting is about collaborating, and it's about working with each other and all, you know, good tide raises all boats, and bringing up your fellow actors, working with your fellow people. You guys all kind of touched on that a little bit. And one of the funnest things about the performing is the relationships you make, the friendships you make throughout the process. When you get to be my age and it becomes a profession and a job, some of that stuff gets thrown out. This is where you really get to enjoy that stuff. This is where you really, to me, as crazy as I am about acting and as insane as I do study it and work the craft, this is my favorite style of acting, high school acting, this type of community theater acting. It's where you really get people to not only let their guard down and their egos out the door, but you get those collaboration of chances. And to things that you've all kind of touched on a little bit, being able to help your fellow actors and raise them up. To the point of playing characters that have been known already. I have only had this a couple of times, but I played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life a while ago, and I was very nervous about this. I was like, well, people love Jimmy Stewart. Like, I cannot be Jimmy Stewart. Spoiler alert, I can't act like Jimmy Stewart. But I know I can do me. I know I can be me. And I approached the role as if I had never seen the role before. I had never seen anybody else do it, and it went pretty well. I think that you guys already have a good taste, a good idea of how to take these characters on and how to do that, but just to kind of like give you a little more data to what you're thinking, that's a correct way to handle it. I think it's a good process to go forward with it. What have you enjoyed about your character, about playing this particular character? Simon, I'll start with you.
I think it's fun because it puts me in a role I'm not really used to, which is a father for understandable reasons, but it's a lot different, and it's also a different kind of character. I play more regal and like refined because he's a king, and shouting at people is a little fun too. I do get angry a lot in the musical, so
right.
That's what I enjoy the most about cool. being trying.
I guess what I enjoy most about being Sebastian, other than him being my favorite character since I was teeny tiny from The Little Mermaid. I guess just being able to do the little accent, I guess.
Sure.
I love the accent. He's so fun to play. Yeah. And just being able to kind of put my little own spin on such an iconic character that everyone like knows already. Because, you know, I get my like two iconic moments, mm-hmm. like from Kiss the Girl and Under the Sea. Everyone kind of just knows those songs.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's being able to work with like Simon. I am the one he yells at.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm the one constantly getting yelled at. So it's really funny.
Excellent.
So I really like just like the essence of the character. So, like, Ursula was one of my favorite villains growing up, and probably third to iconic, close to Ariel and Sebastian. Mm-hmm. I just really like the sassy part of her. I really like it a lot, and I like to think that she brings a lot of body positivity into a time where it was... The princesses were not exactly... You know.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more. I think that's
so
very insightful.
So, I like to think that it brings a lot of power into that kind of thing. So,
I like
it a lot.
I like that you're taking that from this, too. That's smart. I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, growing up, I loved Ariel and The Little Mermaid, and it was my favorite movie. I watched it on repeat, probably a little too much, but... So being able to be Ariel, just the way that she's ditzy, but at the same time, she's going to fight for what she wants, and she's not going to give up.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's well said. Yeah. And you and my daughter, my youngest daughter, loved The Little Mermaid constantly. So you guys have already touched on this a little bit, whether if you were familiar with the cartoon, the Disney classic and everything. It seems like all of you are familiar with it. And I was curious about that part of it, too, about getting to play these characters that you grew up with. It's one thing to play characters that are so well known and worrying about trying to emulate something you heard in a Disney movie or something like that, which nobody can really do. You can do your version of it. You can do your style of it. And that makes it unique and special and really what people are wanting to see. If people wanted to see the Disney version, they'd just stay at home and watch that. They want to see an original version. They want to see you guys doing these parts. So you've already got the audience on your side. going into this. Then you have the fact that you all grew up with it and everything, and I think that's pretty cool that you get to play these characters now. I think that's got to be a really cool feeling. I mentioned that I've been an actor for a long time, and I've found different ways that I pick and choose for a pull from to make me a better actor and to study acting. Method acting is a very popular form of acting. So have you guys found yourself spending a lot of time with fish tanks? Have you been around fish a lot? No, I'm kidding. I want to get out of the way and let you guys act. I want you guys to be able to do some scenes. I heard that you guys are going to do a couple scenes for us, right?
Yep.
I cannot tell you how excited I am for this. I didn't want to put you on the spot with it, but I'm really excited you guys are going to do this. So we're going to spend the second half of the interview, the rest of the interview here, kind of doing a bit of this. So I did not catch how many scenes you guys have, but if you want to go ahead and do the ones that you want, and then we'll see what time we have left. Kind of take it from there, play it by ear. All right. Who wants to start?
So the first scene that we will be doing is when King Triton finds out that Ariel is in love with a human, and he pretty much storms in and ruins her life almost in a way. So that's the first one we'll be doing.
Cool.
I had to rescue the prince.
You had to.
Without me, he would have perished.
He's a human. You're a mermaid.
I can't hate him just because he's different. Perhaps you can, but it's just not in me.
Different? They catch us with their hooks. They spear us with their blades.
They're not all like that.
Have you forgotten what they did to your mother?
We don't know that for certain.
Can there be any doubt? She slips out one morning for an innocent swim and never returns.
You can't prove.
I know it in my heart, and that's enough. Murderers, all of them.
You can't blame all humans for a few wicked ones.
I won't have you build a shrine to them, worshipping their rubbish, the debris that sullies our waters.
Daddy, no.
The totems of their decadence.
Don't, please.
Never again, Ariel. Never again.
Ooh. Bravo. Yes. Yes. They're sitting down in front of me. They're not able to act together or like you guys have been rehearsing. And your voices and your tones, your intentions, right on point. Right on point. You guys got these characters down. You are ready to perform. That was fun, you two. That was fun. So what do we have next?
Next scene is kind of the aftermath. King Triton goes in. He destroys all of her human stuff, the bust she has of Prince Eric, all of her cool knickknacks, whatever that she's had. And so I come in and I comfort her.
Hmm.
Ariel.
He ruined all my things, my human stuff. If he really and truly loved me, then he'd never.
Oh, child, it's because he loves ya.
Well, he sure has a funny way of showing it. He can break every single treasure I own, but he can't break me.
Yeah, well, you might just go and break his heart.
And you, some friend you turned out to be, bringing him here to my secret place.
For your own good, child. I pray you wake up from this madness and soon you're swimming in some dangerous waters.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Ooh, this is going to be a really good show. We haven't even got going here yet. I already can tell this is going to be a good show. Yeah. Do you guys want me to give you an action and then you can go? Would that be easier? I feel like you're kind of hanging out there. Like, where do we go? I'll give you an action and then we can go ahead and go right to the scene. Okay. You two ready?
Yeah. So okay. Basically, the next part is... So everyone knows the iconic song, Poor Unfortunate Souls,
mm-hmm.
and basically it's right before when Flotsam and Jetsam take Ariel into my lair.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, okay. Don't be shy, Ariel, darling. It's me, your Auntie Ursula.
I shouldn't be here.
Nonsense. We're family.
Father says you're wicked and hateful.
Yes, but he says the same thing of humans, doesn't he, Schmookums? And we both know that's not true, don't we?
Why did he banish you?
The ocean wasn't big enough for the both of us. And now he's driven you away, too.
He just doesn't understand me.
Oh, but I do, Dumpling. We're so very alike, you and I. Gals with ambition. Nothing scares a man more, does it? Now, tell dear old Auntie everything.
I'm in love with someone. A human.
Yes, this prince fellow. He's quite a catch. The answer is simple. You've got to become a human yourself.
Can you help me?
Help you? My dear sweet child, it's what I live for. To help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls, with no one else to turn to.
Oh, you guys. You guys are just amazing. You guys are amazing with these voices. I want to take a moment real quick and just take a I want to talk each one of you, because each one of you are doing something different with your voice, and I can tell that you have worked at this. How much time did that take to get those voices down, and how comfortable are you feeling with them? Simon, I'll start with you.
I tried to envision what I thought like an angry kingly father would sound like, so for a while, I tried to work on being like more gruff, more like quick to anger, but like more easily raising the voice, mm-hmm. raising my voice, and like trying to add some sort of like regal aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. So,
like, especially for all like the scene where I'm talking to all the merfolk about this great holiday we have, and so it's just a process of trying to make sure I always keep that same tone and bringing out like the right feel.
Yeah, it's easy for a role like that to go angry and to go mean, and you don't. Like, even in that scene I heard with you two, he's being strong and stern, but you can tell it's coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of care. That's all done in tone and inflection and with good skill, and you did that with that. That's a nice, very nice work.
So I guess the thing I was most excited about when I learned that I had officially gotten Sebastian after our audition process, I was very excited to start working on my accent, because in my spare time, I am one of those people that loves learning like the linguistics of languages and stuff. And so I do a lot of like accents and stuff, and just for fun, just because that's just what I do. And so being able to work on like learning a new accent, like a Jamaican accent, was kind of one of the best parts about being Sebastian, because it's such a fun voice to do. He's such a fun character. And I guess being able to learn him and be able to just be a new, like, learn something new is really fun. And I always really like Sebastian because, as Emma and I kind of refer to him, he's kind of the crazy, kooky uncle.
Yeah.
Like, he is the one who, like, watches over her constantly, mm-hmm. and he's just like, Don't do that.
Yeah. With an accent like that, it is really easy to go charactering, you know, mm-hmm. and stereotypical in that, and go really heavy and all this. I love that you did it with respect. You did it with an actual way like a Jamaican would say these things and stuff. And I can tell that you took some time with that. And I think that's really cool. Like, that's very insightful and very well done by you. And that's not an easy thing to balance. I've been there, and it's not an easy thing to balance. You did a nice job with that. Yours?
Well, talking about the kooky uncle, the crazy aunt, period. So it was really fun having this part, because my part in the last musical that we did, Little Woman, I played Marmee, who's like the loving mom who really just brings the family all together. And this scene is so much different from that character. Yeah. So it was just really, really fun to be able to just let all of that out, because I like to think I'm a kind person, and I don't yell at people very often, so it's very nice to just be able to yell and get it all out. It's very nice. So.
It's you know, they don't tell you very often, but it's fun to play the villain. There's just some fun stuff about it. It's great to play the good guy and that kind of thing, but playing a villain has a little bit of an extra feel to it. I like what you did with her voice too, where you made yourself seem older and a bit more with a bit more presence. When I purposely wasn't looking at you when you were delivering some of your lines, and if I'm not looking at you and I'm just hearing you, I don't even recognize you. That doesn't sound like you. Did a really nice job with that.
Thank you.
I'm up for you.
Yeah, so going off of what Michelle said, last year I played Amy March in The Little Women, and it was very different. She was this like little kid that was just bratty, and she pretty much ruined like her sister's life. So this year, transforming into somebody that's like this nice and like ditzy character, it was definitely a lot different.
I noticed right away with you, you put a lot of facial expressions into her deliveries and stuff. I think that helps, especially if you're not changing your voice much, if the character doesn't ask for you to change the voice much, how do you separate yourself to the character? One of the ways is doing that is facial expressions, different things. I could see that you're already doing that. I'm blown away by the talent level of you guys, first off. I got to tell you that right away. That's very cool to see you guys. Very, very cool to see. So we have a couple, like another scene or two to do. Do we have, because we got about 5 minutes left, so we could probably fit two more scenes in if you guys want, if you got room for it.
So we do have a song.
Ooh, all right.
It's going to be a little bit awkward, probably, because it's going to be a cappella. We don't have any music.
Yeah, feel free, Elba.
But we are going to do Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Cool.
Yeah, so just bear with me here.
Oh, I appreciate it.
The music is a lot of it, so yeah. Just bear with me a little bit here. Okay. I'm going to start with the line. Okay. Help you. My dear sweet child, it's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself, poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True? Yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, the lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice, someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls. Here's my best offer, babykins. I know a spell that will turn you into a human for 3 days. Now, it's got a procedural clause, sort of a squid pro quo. Before the sun sets on the 3rd day, you've got to get dear old Princey to kiss you. If you do, you'll stay human forever.
And if I don't?
Nothing drastic, darling, I'm sure. Oh, look, small print. Your soul is mine forever, and you're doomed to spend eternity in my watery, hell-soaked lair. Lawyers, don't you just love 'em? Of course, there is one more thing. My fee.
But I don't have anything.
I'm not asking for much. Only your voice.
My voice?
Don't worry, I have the perfect place for it. Your grandpappy Poseidon gave his magic trident to your father, but this was his gift pour moi.
Your magic shell?
You've heard about it?
Father says it's the source of all your witchcraft.
Nonsense, darling.
He says you die without it.
Die? Oh, please. It's a bauble, a vessel for your voice. Trust me, darling. Your vibrato, your legato, even your belt. They'll all be safe and sound in here.
If I give away my voice, how can I ever...
You'll have your looks. Your pretty face. And don't underestimate the power of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle platter for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't it's when I fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul, it's sad but true. If you want to cross the bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath. Go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, girls. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. I could not do that. I could not do that. I've been acting a long time, and I couldn't have pulled off what you guys said. That was awesome. That
Thank
was
you.
Really, really. This is going to be such a dang good show. I cannot encourage people enough to check this out. I'll give them the details of the show real quick. The last thing, one of the tougher things I'm going to ask of you today, say hi to your family. Say hi to your loved ones, your parents. Say hi to them, and thank your mom and dad. If you want to. If you want to go down the line here and go ahead and do that, please feel free to. Simon, you can start.
I just want to thank my mom and dad for supporting me, even though it's a bit of a time taxer, I guess. And
That's good.
And that they're just always there for me, they got my back, and I know that I can count on them no matter what.
Right on.
I actually have quite a few people to thank, but I wanted to thank Denise Severson and her husband Gary for our costumes, Lisa Rouse and her son Zach for our stage and our set design, Zach Olson for our lighting and sound engineer, Sasha Anderson, Emma's wonderful mother, for choreography and musical mom support, Olivia Voy for our photography, Connie and Tim Shannon, Michelle's wonderful parents, and the Nakusa Music Parents Association for our meals of support, Marcus Wilcox and the NHS Tech Ed Department for our props and sets. That's my older brother. And most importantly, thank you to WFHR for your wonderful support. And I did want to thank my parents as well.
Yeah.
And also our wonderful director and co-director, Miss G, and Mr. Seipel.
Nicely done.
So you heard my parents mentioned. I would like to thank them especially. They've gained a lot of emotional support for me because, you know, Ursula's kind of an intimidating role. Mm-hmm. So a lot of emotional support goes into that. So I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank my friends for always believing me into doing this part. I'd really like to thank them for that.
Very cool.
I would just like to thank my mom for being part of the musical journey with me. And then I would also like to thank and say hi to Nana and Eli, because last time I was on here, they were not very happy that I didn't say hi to them. So
it's a smart kid right there. It's smart to remember that. You guys are going to do such a great job. Break a leg. Have a fun time. Enjoy the run. The support that you're showing for each other. Emma moved the mic over for her to be able to sing a little bit better, and I thought that was such a nice thing, and it just shows how much you guys are in pulling for each other and, you know, looking out for each other. And that's going to make an amazing show and a memorable experience that you guys remember for many, many, many years. Have a great time. This show is taking place on Friday, March 17th. Check out Nakusa High School's The Little Mermaid. Again, Friday, March 17th at 7 o'clock. Saturday, March 18th, they'll have a matinee at 2 and a show at 7. Tickets are just $10. You can get them at ShowTix4U. That is Show T-I-X. For you, the number 4 in there, so showtix4u.com, or you can get them day of the show at the NHS office. Be sure to take in this show. It'll be at Nakusa High School at the auditorium at 500 Cedar Street in beautiful Nakusa, Wisconsin. Have a great run, you guys. Enjoy your time, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Marty Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.